You know, nobody's going to be happy with, you know, a half-dry well and a goat if they've seen people cruising around in jets and driving Ferraris, right? So what we need to do is figure out a way to give people prosperity on a planet-wide basis that still stays within that ecological footprint. Because if everybody on the planet lived like wealthy Americans, we'd really be screwed in a very, very short amount of time, right? As we currently define wealth. So can we redefine prosperity is the essential question. And can we redesign prosperity, right? Can we figure out a way to be sustainably prosperous? And I think that we can, but I think that the essence of doing that is redesigning material objects. And one of the most powerful tools that we have for doing that is the fact that almost every material object we use now gets in some form, at least sort of theoretically, fed through a computer. And what gets fed through a computer can be made better more quickly. And so now we live in a, you know, almost everything in this room at some point lived on a computer screen, right? You know, I'm sure that chair was, designed on a computer screen. I'm sure these clothes were designed on computer screens, et cetera. Certainly like cameras were, right? Which gives us incredible leverage to redesign things more quickly, right? Now, the real question is, are we going to redesign things just to make them cooler, or are we going to redesign things to make them better? And imagine, you know, right now this is pretty cool, right? But imagine if this were a part to a water pump that meant that the 2.5 or roughly so million people who die from direct or indirect effects of, you know, dirty water every year suddenly had access to clean water.
Now, like, how do you email somebody a water pump? And how do you design it right on the spot? Well, if you fly a fab and drop it on the spot and it can, like, use material off the ground, yeah, you basically redesign the entire industrial base around fabs. And I think fabs are they're a breakthrough innovation. They're really radical. Alex is quite right. We've got to disintermediate the entire method by which we've made practically everything. But on the other hand, I actually think that's doable. I think it's, like, actually happening. And it's happening in some ways that are, like, just sort of astounding. Like this baby here. I mean, this wasn't designed. This is scanned. This is a guy's actual hand. He just stuck his hand in the scanner. He had it turned into a 3D volumetric file. Then he shrank it by a factor of four and printed out his own mitt.